Today's Mishnayos are Masech Teshvi'is Perikei Mishnah Tes and Perik Vav Mishnah Aleph. So the last Mishnah in the fifth Perik of Masech Teshvi'is is a continuation of the previous Mishnayos, which discusses halachos that the Chachamim imposed and said that a person has to be very careful when you handle with someone that's choshed on a shvius because of the din deraisa of a lifnei iver lo yisita michshol, and even the din derabbanon that someone's not allowed to be mesayeya someone that's doing an aver. Zok the Mishnah. Masheles isha lechaverta hachashuda la shvius. A woman is allowed alone to her friend that's choshed on shvius, nafa, which is a sifter, the kvara, which is a sieve, rechayim, is a mill, the tanner, an oven. You would have thought that it's not okay. Zok the Mishnah, it's okay. So the Rav says, why would you think it's not okay? These are all things that are used to prepare food. You're allowed to eat on shvius, meaning the previous Mishnayos that we learned are talking about farming tools, the parahachi reshes, and I could understand why this would be an issue. But over here, this is just, she's making Shabbos, this woman. So why would you not be allowed to lend her nafa, kfar, rechaim, and a tanner? So the Rav says, hocha b'mayaskinu, we're talking about where the shas habir passed already. Once the shas habir passes, so the halach is, you're not allowed to eat without doing beer. This woman is chashud on shvius, which means she's chashud that she's not going to observe the laws of biur. If that's the case, she's actually not allowed to eat the food that she's eating. Therefore, you would have thought that maybe it's not okay to lend these things to her. Kamash malon, the halacha is that you are allowed to. Why? Because there's always a chance that maybe what she's doing is really not going to be an iser. And being that there's always a possibility, we'll see it a little more clear at the end of the Mishnah. But it's for that reason, it's going to be fine. However, the Mishnah says, avaloi tova veloi sitcha nima. However, you shouldn't come and help her actually prepare the food. That's already something that's aser, because that's already too much. Meaning, to lend it to her is mutter, but to physically do the work with her, that's not going to be okay. Zok the Mishnah, Isha's chaver, a similar halacha, if you have a woman who is the wife of a chaver. So a chaver in the Lashon HaMishnah is someone that was nizer, number one, in the laws of Trumas and Maaseres, meaning someone that the laws of Demai do not apply to. It also is a person that was nizer in the laws of Tumah V'Tahira. So you have the wife of a chaver, which means her house is B'Kedusha V'Tahira. She has a friend that's an Amaretz. So the Mishnah says, Masheles le'ishas Amaretz. She's allowed to lend to the Ishas Amaretz, Nafa u'kfara. It's fine. She's allowed to do these things with her as well. Meaning, she's allowed to lend her these items. Just like the Mishnah said, she can lend it to the Isha Chshuda Lashvius. In the same vein, she could also lend it to the Ishas Amaretz. Even though the Amaretz was chashed on all these in Yonim, still it's going to be okay. Ubeireres v'teichenes umrakedesim. Here the Mishnah goes even further. And the Mishnah says that if she wants to come into her house and actually help her in the kitchen, she could do that. She could do boirer with her, she could do teichin with her, she could do merakid with her. All these things are going to be mutter as well. So we have a similar halacha related to a woman who's nizer in the laws of shvius, how she interacts with her friend that's chashed on shvius, and a woman that's nizer in the laws of tumah taira, tumas ha'maisres, and how she interacts with her friend who is an eshes ha'maaretz with a not nizer in all these things. Both of them are allowed to lend. You want to lend? Mashalas. They knock on your door, you give it to them 100%. However, when it comes to actually physically helping, there's a nafkamina. When it comes to the isha hachashuda la shvius, loy tavar v'loy sitcha nima. When it comes to the eshes ha'maaretz, ubeireres v'taychenes umrakedes ima. What's the pshat? So the Rav says it's such a geshmak of pshat. He says, because we know that the amei ha'aretz were chashen ha'maisres, but roiv amei ha'aretz were ma'asrin him. When it comes to shvius, you don't find anywhere that roiv of the amei ha'aretz were nizer on shvius. See, he says that being that when it comes to the issues of trumas and maestres, it's true that amei ha'aretz was chashud, but roiv amei ha'aretz ma'asrin. And really, the chiddush of demai is that we're chayish l'miut, that we're worried that maybe this person is not from the roiv. But at the same time, we'll give you a kula by reres v'taychenes umrakedesim. But when it comes to issue that's chashud ala shvius, we don't have a roiv. So if you don't have a roiv, you have a real legitimate bona fide sofik. So if you have a real sofik, there's no basis for us to go be mekel, and therefore the halach is you won't be able to be mekel. The Mishnah continues and says, avo mishetatol hamayim, once the eshes Amaretz already put water inside the dough. Let's say she's preparing bread, and you want to help her. You want to be by reres teichenes merakedes. You're allowed to do that. But once she puts water inside the dough, loisiga etzel, then you don't even touch it. She'im machzik in yidei over avera. The reason is because you can't be machzik yidei over avera. And the Rav explains because once you put water inside, so now the dough is mukshel lekabel tumah. Once it's mukshel lekabel tumah, the amaretz whose tumay is going to be metama the dough. That's a big problem because it's challah inside the dough. Even before you mafresh the challah, the dough has challah inside. inside of it. And as a result, now if you're going to help her, you're actually helping her being metame chala. That's an iser chamura that has nothing to do with reivam yaretz ma'asrin, and that's something that already is not going to be okay. In other words, just if you look at the Mishnah more carefully, the Mishnah said bereres teichenas umirakedes. You would think that, oh, this is just three examples of things that you're allowed to do in the kitchen. It's actually somewhat bediktuk. You could be butter, because that's before the water comes. You could be toichen, and you could be merakit. But moving forward, mishatatal amayim, once you're at the point where you already have fine flour, now you're going to mix the water already. That's when the Mishnah says, loisiga etzla, because then you're not allowed to be machzor gedere. Says the Mishnah, what's pshat in all this? This feels like a big cooler, this Mishnah. You're allowed to lend all these kalim after the zman of beer to a woman that's chshud al hashvias. You have a neighbor, she's an eshes amaretz, you know she's not mafresh shumas a maestris, or she's at least a chashud, so you can go lend her things you want, you can even do work, all of a sudden we're soim duchan roiv. We know that the mai is a huge deal. Chashud on shvias, you have all these chumras. Why here would we so mekel? So the Mishnah addresses this question. The Mishnah says, v'kulon loy amru elam epnei darkei shalom. The reason Chazal was so mekel was because of darkei shalom. They felt, you're neighbors, you have to get along, it's important. And as a result, we're going to be soymech on kulas, we're going to think the unthinkable, simply mepnei darkei shalom. If somebody sees an Ovid Kechavim who's working in his field on Shvias, so he can be machzik yadav. He can give him chizik. You say, I hope you have a good crop. We had this earlier in the Masechta. But a yid that you're not allowed to. If he's chashin on Shvias, even though he looks like he's shvitzing yad in the field and he's having a hard day, but doesn't matter. You're not allowed to say something nice because you're giving chizik to an aver, to someone that's doing an aver, right? In the same vein, to everything we're saying, you can't sell things to him. You can't even say a gidvart. The shayal and the shloimim, as it relates to Levi Kechavim, you'll have to say shalom aleichem, and that too is mipnei darkei shalom, which sounds like we're not for darkei shalom. It wouldn't be okay to say shalom aleichem. The rest of the story is because we know the word shalom is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom aleichem would mean that you're actually benching using the Shem Hashem. There would have been a havamina. Maybe there's a little bit of an issue. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush, Hadron Aloch, the fifth Perek of Masechet Shvi'is, Hadron Aloch, the first Mishnah that we are going to learn today. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. So the sixth Perek of Masechet Shvi'is is obviously going to continue to discuss the laws of Shvi'is. However, it's going to be a new topic. And we are going to talk, at the beginning anyways, about what the definition of Eretz Yisrael is as it relates to Shvi'is. So that's Pashat, that Shvi'is, the laws of Shemitah, are from the mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz, which means a Yid that's living in Eretz Yisrael has to observe the laws of Shvi'is. A Yid that's living outside of Eretz Yisrael would not have to observe the laws of Shvi'is. Meaning, in the Torah, all mitzvahs can be divided into two groups. Of course, there's Aseh and Lois Aseh, but there's another way to divide them, and that is mitzvahs that are kluyos ba'aretz and mitzvahs that are not kluyos ba'aretz. There's certain mitzvahs that a Yid only had to observe in Eretz Yisrael. Most mitzvahs a Yid would have to observe b'chol mekayim v'shehein. But there are certain mitzvahs that a Yid only had to observe in Eretz Yisrael. Shvi'is is one of those mitzvahs. And our mission is now going to discuss what the definition of Eretz Yisrael is as it relates to the halachos of Shvi'is. Now, the Mishnah is discussing halacha l'maisa circa around the time that the Mishnah was written. So the Mishnah was written by the Tanoim, and as a result, the Tanoim were discussing, as it relates to them, what is the definition of Eretz Yisrael? Where is it that the laws of Shvi'is are knowing? And really, just one other piece of introduction that's really going to help the Mishnah, and that is that the definition of Eretz Yisrael was different during different points in history. When the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael the first time, in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, so they were Mekadesh the land. When they were Mekadesh the land, they gave the land Kedusha, which meant that they also defined what Eretz Yisrael was going to be. Any part of the land that they conquered, any part of the land they gave Kedusha to, would become Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Yidden remained in Eretz Yisrael for a very long time. But eventually, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Nebuchadnezzar took the Yidden to Bavel. And when that happened, the Yidden's dominion over Eretz Yisrael, and really the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, ceased to exist. Truth is, the big machlokes in Chas, where the Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Hashaitav, Kitchel Asalavai, Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Hashaitav, Aloy Kitchel Asalavai, to keep things simple, our Mishnah seems to be of the opinion that Kedusha Rishon was Kitchel Hashaitav, Aloy Kitchel Asalavai. So whatever the definition of Eretz Yisrael was at that time, came to an end when the Yidden went into Galus. The good news was, the Yidden went to Eretz Yisrael again. This time, in the times of Ezra, and once again they conquered Eretz Yisrael. But as we're about to see, when the Yidden conquered Eretz Yisrael, they didn't necessarily conquer every square foot that they had conquered the first time. So that the definition of the borders of Eretz Yisrael during Kivush Rishon, during Bayis Rishon, was different than the definition of the borders of Eretz Yisrael during Bayis Sheni. Again, the Tanarim are discussing in real time what is the definition of Eretz Yisrael as it relates to the laws of Shvius, keeping those different kufos of Eretz Yisrael in mind. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Shalosh Arotzos L'Shvius. There are three definitions of the land of Eretz Yisrael as it relates to the laws of Shvius. Kol Shech Zikoy Le'Bavel. Number one, any part of Eretz Yisrael, any land that was taken by the Olei Bavel, that land is Me Eretz Yisrael, from Eretz Yisrael the Ad Kiziv, up until the part of Eretz Yisrael that's known as Kiziv. Now, there's some long raves here, which gets involved a little bit in the geography of Eretz Yisrael, but what we need is that Kiziv was on the northern tip of Eretz Yisrael. And really what the Mishnah is saying is that when the Yidden conquered Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Bayesheni, the Oile Bavel, they went up until Kiziv. So that would be the part of Eretz Yisrael that had Kedusha Shnia. So whatever would be part of that land, Loi Nechav, Loi Nevad. The halacha is, you're not allowed to eat Peiro Shvius after the Zman of Biur. That's the way the Mefarshim explain it. Loi Nevad, additionally, the land is going to have Kedusha, you're not going to be able to work it. So the Mishnah says that any part of land that the Oile Bavel conquered, which is from Eretz Yisrael, meaning in the south, all the way up north until Kiziv, so the halacha is going to be le'nechav le'nevav. The chol shehechziku oile Mitzrayim, any part of the land that was conquered by the oile Mitzrayim, however not conquered by the oile Bavel, and what would be that? Miksiv v'ad hanar v'ad hamon. So again, we said Ksiv was in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. But if you can picture it, and a picture's worth a thousand words, but if you can picture it, say you're traveling north to Eretz Yisrael, the border, the boundary ends, but there's one little sliver that protrudes up, almost like an antenna. It protrudes up, and there's land over there, and that goes much further up. And that's the northern tip. That's where Kiziv is. So, Bizman Bayesheni, that was just a little strip. However, Bizman Bayes Rishon, when the Olam Mitzrayim went up, they had gone from that northern tip to the east, and they had gone from that northern tip to the west. To the east, it was Ad Hanor, that was that area, and to the west, it was the Ad Amono. So those parts of the land were considered part of Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Bayis Rishon, but they were not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Bayis Sheni. So what's the halacha now? Meaning, Bizman Bayis Rishon, that's Geherig Eretz Yisrael. But now already we're holding afterwards. So what's the halacha? The halacha is Nechal, and those areas one would be allowed to eat Peiroi Shvius after the Zman of Beer, meaning the laws of Beer, which is one of the laws of Shvius, but it wouldn't be Noi, Avaloi Nevad, but to go work that land, that you won't be able to do, which is a Chiddush, because Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Hashayta, we just said, Valoi Kitchel Hazalavit, and right now we're holding in the Zman of Tanam, we're already holding where there is no Kedusha Rishayna anymore, Afal Pikin, being that it once had Kedusha, so on some level we're going to have to treat it like Eretz Yisrael, L'may Nafkemina, Loi Nevad, but at the same time, in terms of observing the laws of Beer, that's not something we're going to have to do. And finally, the Mishnah says, as min hanar umei amono vilefnim, from nahar and amono, those are the borders, the boundaries of up until where the Olei Mitzrayim went. So from there vilefnim, and the Rav says that really it would have been more appropriate had it said min hanar umei amono vilachutz ayin barah. But the point is, beyond that area, nechel v'neva, you're allowed to eat after the Zman HaBir, you're allowed to work the land. That is chutzlars. That has no kedusha of Eretz Yisrael at all. So again, what are the shalosh harotzos l'shvius? You have the part of Eretz Yisrael shechziku oile bavel, loy nechel v'loy nevad. Then you have the area shechziku oile Mitzrayim v'loy hechziku oile bavel. That's nechel avoloy nevad. And then you have the area shaloi hechziku loy oile bavel v'loy oile Mitzrayim. Over there, the halach is nechel v'nevad. And just one other thing that's worth mentioning: it's clear, it's obvious, but the Mishnah is only discussing the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah is not really getting involved with tutzich in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael, or maybe going from north to south and from east to west. So we're just discussing one border of Eretz Yisrael as it relates to the other parts of Eretz Yisrael that our Mishnah did not discuss.